Johnny Angel, how I love him, and I hope the girl he loves me.
Hello, this is Jason CQ Ellerby with Channel 8 Eyewitness News. I'm here live on location in the recording studio with one Ralph Cletus Madeline Buckenfuss. As some of you may know or have heard of him, you know that this is one of the oldest people in hip-hop today. Mr. Buckenfuss is a full 85 years old, and he is doing this hip-hop thing to the fullest. Mr. Buckenfuss, how did you get into hip-hop?
Well, it all started back when I was out on the field picking cotton, you know. They gave me my 40 acres and a mule, and I was happy. I just wasn't that happy, you know. So they supplied me with some buckets and sticks and stuff, and I started banging away. And that's, you know, I started with drum patterns, you know.
So you're saying your first actual produced beat was made on a bucket?
In a cotton field.
In a cotton field, okay.
That's when Master gave it all to me.
I see. So, what about the projects you're working on now? How are they developing, and, you know, how do you get your ideas?
Well, I moved on from buckets, you know, because the buckets just wasn't working. They didn't produce a good sound, so I went on out, and I sold my land, you know. I sold my land to some yuppies, and they liked it, you know. The ones that hang out at Mad Bar, they bought it up. And I went on out, and I got myself some of that equipment, you know, all the electronic techno gadget type stuff. And my ideas, I have to say, they come from all the herbs that I take in, like ginseng and ginkgo and, you know, ginsana and all, you know, young bug.
Right. So, the artist that you have on your upcoming album, I believe it's called The AA Meeting, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, the artist on the AA Meeting, where did you come across these artists, I might ask?
Well, I found these artists while I was hanging out in, I actually like Mad Bar, kinda, and I hang out there with Party Cal, you know. Party Cal's a cool cat.
Right, you know Party Cal around here.
Yeah, you know Party Cal. So, you know, I'm hanging there with Party Cal, and I see all this talent on stage. I mean, the host, Anacron, you know, and then you got the DJs that's been there, and the girls that sing, and they come there, and they do the poetry thing, and it's beautiful, And
I see, that's good. So, are there, you know, any tips or pointers that you have for any young aspiring producers that would like to come up?
For all you young aspiring producers, I say, well, one, you gotta get your own. Because it's a members only venue, and antennas are always up. So you must get your own.
All right. And that concludes this interview. Thank you very much, Mr. Buckenfuss.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah. Back to you in the studio, Chet.